All right, here we are with head coach Rob Childress getting ready for Friday's practice. And I know that's got to be pretty exciting to get started. And then you only got less than a month before you got to play baseball. And it makes February and get that much closer.
It is an exciting time. You know, as you go through the fall, you build so much into it. And, you know, you make so many strides. And then you're limited to only skill instruction for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the fall. And seems like they're gone for a longer and longer period of time over the break. I mean, they're gone for almost 6 weeks. The good thing was a lot of guys were back early working out on their own. I know they're excited to get back out on the field. You know, for the most part, last week and this week, we only get to do skill instruction. So we're with them 2 hours a week and, you know, trying to get their legs underneath them and their swing right, as right as it can be without facing live pitching and, you know, to get their arms in shape through bullpens. But we're looking forward to this Friday and starting. We'll scrimmage on Friday and Saturday and kind of hit the ground running. I think it's important that we have 3 weeks of, you know, scrimmage type setting where we're competing against one another, number one. And number two, these guys are getting a side session early in the week. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays we'll have practices and try to treat it like a 3-game series on the weekends and do that as long as the weather works out for us, and hopefully it will. But, you know, as well as I do, this time of the year in this area of Texas, you know, it's a flip of a coin.
How does the competition between players in scrimmages change from what you do in the fall to when they're trying to win a job in the spring and what they're showing you?
You know, we're creating team competition in the fall. Everything's separated. All three groups are, you know, really only concerned about their group. When we get done outside, we're all Aggies again. And, you know, there's still competitions at each and every position, and the next 3 weeks are very important. We're still not down to our number as far as the roster goes, so there's still some spots up for grabs that are going to go through the spring roster that won't be decided until the day before the first game. And, you know, I think everybody's got a pretty good idea where they stand at this point, but, you know, understanding how important these 3 weeks are coming up and for them to get out there and to compete and show well. And, you know, even some guys that know they're a part of this thing, they still know that they've got a guy right next to them that's pretty darn good they're competing against.
I know that it was an ideal situation for Matt Deggs to have to leave, within a couple months of the season starting, but you got to be pretty lucky that Andy Sawyers can come on. And that changes the dynamic with some of those players that were competing and opens up doors for some guys that, might have thought, hey, I need a fresh start.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, Matt and I have been so close for the last 16, 18, 20 years, and you know, the things that we've accomplished here the last 5 years, wouldn't have done it without Coach Deggs. Just an amazing human being, amazing baseball man, and, it's just made a difference in a lot of these young men's life and made them tougher, made them better baseball people and allowed them to move on and continue to play. And, you know, he's run a high-pressure offense. He and I visited for the last 6-8 months, and it wasn't something that just happened the 1st of January. And, you know, it was the timing, you know, from an outside looking in, didn't look like it was very good, but, you know, the timing's going to work out, and we're very fortunate to get Coach Sawyers in here, and it was important to me when we were trying to find somebody to step into that position that, you know, we were familiar with, number one, as players and coaches, and, you know, number two, they were familiar with what our expectations were, what our approach is, what our, what we want to do offensively, our philosophy. And, you know, Coach Sawyers has done an amazing job the last 2 years at Kansas State. Their statistics mirror ours. From the standpoint, they were at the top of the Big 12 in batting average each of the last 2 years, the same in stolen bases, first and second, and runs scored, first or second, and on-base percentage. And so I feel like it's going to be a good transition. And, you know, we've only been able to get him out there for skill instruction 2 hours a week with our players, so he's learning names and trying to, you know, learn swings and those different things. And I know he's looking forward to Friday as well.
Pitching-wise, you've got such a great staff coming back. You've got some big decisions on where you want to put guys. I know that that's going to go through the first month of the season, trying to decide where everybody's going to pitch at. How excited are you to give some guys an opportunity, maybe in a little bit different role than they've had before? And you know, when do you have to make a decision on how you're going to solidify your staff?
Well, I feel like we've got, and I always say this time of year, I feel like we've got some great pieces of the puzzle. It's a matter of where we're going to put them at this point. If we started tomorrow, which we don't, and play somebody else, we'd like to start John Stilson. He had a great year for us out of the bullpen last year, but I really believe he's got a chance to make you feel pretty bad about yourself for a 3-day period. And I mean, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with him throwing on Friday nights. And, you know, Ross Hales continues to make strides and feel like he's going to be ready to go and have a great redshirt junior year. And also feel like redshirt sophomore year, Michael Walker had a great fall for us, had a great winter. Ross Stripling is healthy and doing well. May look to him to close. Brandon Perrin, a transfer from Temple Junior College, had a great fall for us as well. And, you know, Estevan Uriagas keeps getting better. Dylan Mendoza had an amazing fall for us, led us in ERA. And, You know, on the right side, Joaquin Hinojosa is now a full-time pitcher for us, doing well. Steve Martin had a very good fall. Kyle Martin, when you see him throw again, you're going to see a little bit different guy. He's 6'6", very projectable guy that has a great arm. We dropped him down to the side, and he's just all arms and legs coming at you and keeps getting better. That's a major overhaul, major change with his delivery, but I think it's going to give him an opportunity to be a guy that is going to be really good for us.
I know that one of the things about getting Ross Hales and some of these other left-handed guys in here, you haven't had a lot of balance, but it seems like this year you go into the spring spring practice and then into the games with a little bit more balance with your pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we always hope to do, and a lot of times it's been out of our control. We've lost some of those really good lefties at the end of the summer and feel like we not only have some talent on the left side, but we have some guys with some experience. Dylan Mendoza is a guy that didn't get to pitch a lot for us last year, but was a big recruit for us 2 years ago. He went out and had a great, great summer, and he's come back. He's just much more mature, much more confident, and, you know, again, was most consistent guy for us in the fall. Estevan Urias had an amazing summer and up in the Northwoods League. Came back, his velocity's better, his pitchability's better, and his confidence is better. And then you throw in Ross Hales and Brandon Parent. You know, those are two guys that fit in very, very well with what we want to do. All four of them do.
Let's talk a little bit about your infield. You've got guys coming back. Obviously, Adam Smith had the injury, and he had some surgery, and that limited him throwing in the fall. But it seems like you've got a lot of guys, young guys, and some returning guys competing for spots there.
We really do, and that's where we've got to make a difference. We've got to be better on the dirt. And, you know, with the new bat and the restricted exit speed, you're not going to cover up an error you made in the third inning with a 5-run 6. It's just not going to happen. Maybe it is, but you know, I just don't see that. And, you know, we've got to be much better there. At first base, Jacob House had a great fall for us. He's a great defender, very mature kid. He's going to help us in the middle of the lineup. Second base, you know, Charlie Curl had a really good fall for us, a true freshman out of Amarillo. Scott Arthur's another guy that we may look to bring into the infield if we want to be really, really fast in the lineup. At shortstop, you know, Kenny Jackson had a really, really good fall for us as a junior college transfer. Took him, like a lot of times it does take some junior college guys, that year of adjustment, but he's so much bigger and stronger. He's faster than he was very, very consistent at short. Adam got the opportunity to play there in the fall, like you said, was limited with throws. And, you know, for Adam, you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's such a talented, physical guy that, you know, is going to have a big, big junior year without question. And Andrew Colazzo, Matt Yingle at third base, both of those guys are seniors now. I'm sorry, Matt Yingle's a junior, but both of them, you know, moved from the junior college into here, had good years for us, and going to have great years. And, you know, Andrew Colazzo can play at second, he can play at third, and he's just a very good defender, needs to really control the at-bats and his on-base percentage. And Matt Yingle's as good a hitter as we have on our team, and, you know, we'll hit the middle of our lineup and be a force for us. And he put on 20 pounds this fall, has really changed his body, is much, much more physical, and like I said, his setup and his swing is as good as we have.
You've got some sophomores in the outfield and then some newcomers as well, but they all seem like they can run, you know, very, very talented at the plate. But, you know, that's one of the reasons I guess you can move Scott Arthur back in, and you don't have to look at Colazzo on the outfield because some of those guys took up those spots.
Yeah, I mean, two guys that are sophomores now had amazing falls for us. Brandon Wood, I mean, just came in and probably had as good a fall as anybody in our lineup. Ty Naquin led our team in batting average this fall. Both of them played like, man, all fall long. They led by example, led from the front. And, you know, two freshmen we're excited about is Jay Statham, as a left-handed hitter out of Orangefield, can really run, handle the bat. And Craig Bratson from here at Bryan High just worked as hard as anybody that we have in the weight room. He's changed his body. He's at the field every day. He's a gym rat. You know, call a basketball player a gym rat, he's a cage rat. He's around every day, and he's working and getting better each and every day. And both of those guys got a chance to be a force on the bases for us and going to get a lot of opportunity to play.
We were talking about Coach Sawyers. I guess Enscanzo's been here, you know, kind of eclipsed him as really one of the few players that knows about him. I guess that he's going to help coach the catchers really helps, and you've got such a great general back there. But Alcazar as well. I mean, you've got talent at catcher and also experience.
We really do. I mean, you look back to our first year here, we had the Stinson brothers that, you know, did an amazing job for us, and we had a young freshman in Kevin Gonzalez that learned from those two guys, and Kevin's had a great career for us, going to have an amazing senior year. Greg Alcazar, you know, had a great year for us in the limited opportunities that he did have, hit over 400 for us. And, you know, for me, you know, I'm as hard on the catchers as I am the pitchers and my expectations from them every day. And, you know, it's nice to have two veterans back there. But we also have a freshman named Troy Stein out of Medina Valley. He was a high school quarterback and just a leader, and he's coming here, and his work ethic's not only been contagious to our other freshmen, but also our older guys as well. And, you know, he's here hitting every morning on his own, and, you know, he's been active in the FCA, and not just ours, but the athletic department FCA, and just a neat kid, and he's come in and he's fit right in with those two, and he's been a leader. He's going to get opportunities as well. So we've got a great situation behind the plate and three guys that bring a lot every day and, you know, help run everything that we do.
When you and I talked in the fall about, you know, the renovation starting here, and, you know, that there might be a little bit of inconvenience for some of the fans and you know, for the team as this go forward, I don't think it's quite like when the parking lot was getting worked on last year. I think there's going to be some excitement as people come to the park and see what y'all are going to do to change it. And, you know, it just seems like there's going to be a fresh start when they start turning ground out here. How excited does that make you?
I can't tell you how excited I am. The last 4 years have been a great, great journey from, you know, visiting with the DLR group about our ideas and our hopes and our wishes, you know, to coming in and announcing in January of 2009 an official fundraising campaign from the 12th man and Miles Marks, Stu Starner, Kelly Corcoran. Those guys have worked so hard. Jerry Cox and Steve Morris, the co-chairs, and all the people that have been on committee have really made a charge to say, you know what, it's going to get done. And our hope was, hey, maybe two phases, three phases. This thing may happen 5 to 7 years as we go through. And, you know, for us to go through the worst economic times that we've known in 2009 and be to the point where, you know, the Cruzy brothers and Bluebell got us to the finish line, you know, this past fall to say, hey, it's going to be a one-shot deal. We've got $24 million raised. And, you know, not only are we going to stay at the top of in the country from an atmosphere standpoint, our facility is going to catch up with everybody else's and have everybody else chasing us for another 30 years. I don't think our players truly understand how special it's going to be. You can show them drawings, you can show them the plans, but until they can actually walk through there and see that this place is going to be as special as there is and everybody else is going to want to take a look at this and try to model after it to where our weight room, our offices, our players' lounge, our meeting rooms, our clubhouse, everything's going to be here. It's going to be one opportunity for our guys to come in. And even our training room, everything's going to be here where they can come over and take care of their business from a standpoint of the physical side of things, the baseball side of things. The only time that they're going to have to walk across the street other than being in the classroom is for their academic support in the Bright Building. And, you know, it's going to be very, very special. And for the fans, it's going to be such a more intimate setting for them. We're going to be closer to the action, closer to the field. And, you know, we're still maintaining section 201 to 209 for all the students to be up there and, you know, to be right on top of the first base dugout and suffocate the opponents like they have for the last 33 years.
I know with practice starting up that, you know, y'all get to get busy and you know, you really don't have a chance to really breathe until you get to June and July. What do y'all have to do here, you know, in the next week to be ready to hit the ground as a coaching staff and be ready for this marathon?
Well, we're not playing for February 18th. We open up with Lemoyne on February 18th. We're going to get the opportunity to compete against a team in a different color uniform. But, you know, we've got to continue to grow and get better each and every day. And this is like you said, it's a journey. And our hope is to be playing at the end of the June. Our expectation is to be playing at the end of the June. But we've got to get better each and every day. And, you know, I don't want our guys feeling the anxiety of opening day. It's another day. And, you know, hopefully the weather will cooperate for us and we're able to build up our pitchers to where when we do play somebody else, we'll get them to 100 pitches, the starters, and, you know, get into a routine. And our guys need to stay on top of things each and every day because it is, like you said, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
All right, Coach, good luck. Anybody that wants to come out on Friday, scrimmages start at 3 o'clock, and then on Saturday as well, you'll scrimmage that afternoon. So get a taste and a feel for what the baseball team's going to look like in 2011 right off the bat.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.